servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days agone I felt sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Kerethites, and upon the coast which belongeth to Judah, upon the south of Caleb, and we burnt Ziklag with fire. And David said unto him, Canst thou bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear unto me, my God, that thou wilt neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring thee down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, there was spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because all the great spoil that he had taken out of the land of the Philistine and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from twilight even unto the evening of the next day. And there escaped not a man of them, save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. And there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they had drayed before those other cattle, and said, This is David's spoil. Let's pray at this time. Lord, we thank you again for the reading of thy word. And Father, we praise you and we give you glory, honor to thy name, and bless us being church tonight. We pray you meet with us, dear God, and fill our path with the Spirit of God. Help us to listen to what you have for us tonight. And God, may you get the praise for it all. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Have you seated.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. 1 Samuel, thank you. In chapter 30. God bless you. Thank you so much for that. Lord spoke to our hearts through that song. Appreciate it. Congregational singing, thank you for it. And all of it, I praise God for it. Now the most important part tonight, God will speak to you, encourage you, and we'll pick up from this morning. Remember, our text... From this morning, okay, and verse 6, and David was greatly distressed. greatly distressed. I want you to circle it and that word, underline it, put a star by it. Greatly, greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him. And listen, there's a lot of grief here. He's already grieving already in verse 40. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and they wept. They were grown men, were just bawling. You know, I mean, just crying and just weeping and wailing. And they couldn't cry anymore. And they were just so discouraged and depressed and cast down. And I'll tell you, it was a tough moment. And David was greatly distressed. And friend, you know, it's going to happen. Something I told you, like this morning and tonight. And so I try to encourage Kiki. God bless her. Some may wonder, well, why she's here? And why is Kiki crying? She could be at home. So, Kimbo, you could be at home. Why is she here? What's this all about? What's this all about? You know, what's this all about? And same thing with Dewey. She had her back surgery. I remember her back there with much pain, just got operated on. Why did she, you know, what's this all about? Why are they here? Why don't they just stay home? A number of others, thank God, you see, much affliction, playing that piano, singing, much pain. Why are they here? Why are they here? Sometimes your brother Burley so sick, I don't know how he's going to make it, and became the church, and came behind this pulpit many times, and so sick. And also, sometimes it's not only bodily pain, friend. Sometimes it's emotional. Your soul, your spirit was, you can imagine how I felt. I just left Connecticut and visited my brother who I love, and he got shot and killed and murdered in a random shooting. And it was a cold winter day, and I had to get up, and we're at the community center. I had to get on the bus, and nobody would come on the bus, and the demons of hell were at me. And I just got back from Connecticut, and I had to go right back 18 hours to travel, and I had to go encourage my family. But I'm telling you, sometimes it'll come on you. I'm telling you, it may not be bodily, and you're going to weep, and you're going to cry. And sometimes you're going to weep and cry when you ain't got no more tears, you know? And you're gonna be aching, you're in pain. Now, how are we gonna survive this? How are we gonna keep on going on? What has helped me? What's gonna help you? And by the way, if I would have quit and I said fool you on it, I threw in the towel. If I would have quit back then, just think of all that happened after that. That was years ago. The devil would have had me. I thank God I didn't quit. I thank God I got back on that bus, and all these things were on my mind. I got him preached. It was the hardest sermon I ever preached, but God gave me grace to it, and it helped me so much through the years. Amen. It's helped me. Now, very quickly, Romans 8:28. You can jot it down. Most of you know it. You got to realize all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. You love God. You love God. Amen. Kiki, I believe you love God. I believe the rest of you love God. You're here tonight. You're in church. Others are playing games and love the world and love themselves. And some of them are into things tonight, not into Jesus, not into God, doing their own thing. Hey, friends, let me tell you something. You love God tonight. No doubt about it. You love the Lord tonight. No doubt about it. You're here. Nobody made you come. Most of you adults, those of you children, are here because your parents are here. I understand that. But there's young people of my age right now. They're here because they decide to be here because they love the Lord. Amen. We got Sunday school teachers that love the Lord. We got those that sing in the choir that love the Lord. We got those that work on bus routes that love the Lord. David loved the Lord. David, what's on your mind? I know I'm distressed. I know I'm down. And by the way, Apostle Paul, he was one used. Don't forget it. To remind us of that, isn't that right? 2 Corinthians, he reminds us again, doesn't he? In chapter 4, 2 Corinthians. I want you to turn to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, very quickly. You have 2 Corinthians in chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 8, the Bible says we are troubled on what? On every side, yet not what? Distress. We are what? Perplexed, but not in what? But not in despair. Look at verse 9. Persecuted, but not what? Forsaken. Cast down, but not what? Destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. May when people see us, when we suffer and we keep going on, may we be reminded that our Jesus died on the cross with nails in His hands for us, with nails in His feet for us. May they be reminded that they beat the meat off His back. May they be reminded the crown of thorns on their brow. May we be reminded that He suffered our hell. And one day we're going to heaven and live forever because of Jesus Christ. To God be the praise. He made us children of God. To God be the praise. We got rewards in heaven. To God be the praise. We got the Holy Ghost. To God be the praise. We got joy unspeakable. Let the church say amen. And may we, when we're going through all these things, remind the world, hey, David was distressed. David, but the devil destroyed him. David was weeping, but David wasn't destroyed. David kept on going. And by the way, let's be reminded, lest you forget. I want you to see something here. And 1 Samuel, lest you forget. Turn to 1 Samuel there in chapter 30, lest you forget. Turn there, if you will, in chapter 30. It's a wonderful portion of Scripture to help us to keep on going when we go through it. Look what the Bible says here. And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And He answered him what? Pursue. Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. Look at verse 9. So David went, and the 600 men that were with him and came to the brook Besor were those that were left behind stayed. Look at what it says. Some stayed. Look at verse 10. Look what it says. But David pursued. David what? Pursued. He and his 400 men. For 200 abode behind. They were lagging behind. Were so faint. They're so faint they could not go. They just can't take it. I'm sorry. I can't go any longer. But God gave him grace to keep pursuing, to keep pursuing, to keep pursuing. My friends who listen to me, there is a God in heaven. I'm telling you, will give you something that nobody else has. And the Lord, you just keep on praying. Give me strength. Give me grace. I can't do it without you, Lord. God, I come boldly to the throne of grace, that you may obtain mercy and find grace to help. In time of need, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Read your Bible every day. Remember the Scriptures that you read. Ask the Holy Spirit to strengthen you. And you pursue. And you pursue. Well, what's going to happen when you pursue? There's body aches. There's body aches. It's not going to be only Kiki's body tonight. One day our body's going to ache. Now, come on. Let us start running downtown full speed. Let us go running downtown. Where are you going? I'm running on the highway. See what happens to your heart. See what happens to your body. Some of you jog. Some of you run miles. Well, you seem like your heart's going to pop out of your chest. You faint. You feel like you're going to die. Your whole body aches. Sometimes you stay up late at night and you get up early in the morning and you're going. You're souling and you're teaching a class. You're working on the bus route. It's hot. It's wintertime and man, you're stacked up with bills and you're going to your job and you're working and God bless these working people and I'm so proud of you. Bible college students all in there doing all their studies and all the exams and good night, all these tests and all this standards and all this preaching and teaching and out on the bus ministry, out so long-winded preacher. Good day, tithes and offerings and bills coming here. And I said, man, I tell you what, it takes something to just keep going on. Is that right, Mama? You wonder if you can just take it, don't you? The job of a mother, but you got to pursue. The job of a daddy, you got to pursue. And my friend, I'm telling you, there's a God that will give you grace. And there's going to be times you think you can't go another step. But God gave David. Okay, very quickly, I'll tell you what helped you keep going. Turn to Hebrews chapter 12. This is going to help you tonight. This is going to help you. Holy Spirit's helping us. Thank you, church, for praying for you, Pastor. I couldn't talk about these things unless God didn't help me. God's got to put this stuff in my brain. Come on, somebody say amen. I'm not like the preacher that says, now I'm here, Lord, fill my brain. Didn't read my Bible. He said, God, how do you expect God to fill your brain? You ain't read your Bible. Somebody asked the preacher, well, how much time do you spend on that sermon? Know what he said? At that time, I believe he was been preaching for, I don't know, maybe 50 years. He said 50 years. I can say 30 years. Good night. I've been reading the Bible and praying and studying. How long you study on the sermon, preacher? I guess about 30 years. A lifetime. All that I put in my mind in the Word of God. Amen. Thousands of sermons that I preach. Okay, very quickly. Hebrews in chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing that we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so what? The so easily beset us. And let us run with what? Patient race that is set before us. Looking unto who? Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set what? Before him, endured the what? Endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. The only way we're going to keep pursuing when we get tired, friend, we got to think about the joy that's set before us. Friend, there's something set before you, friend. I promise you, listen, children, I know it gets tough being a little child. Junior, I know it's getting tough. Junior, teenager, I know. Bible college, I know. You got to look to the future. Young adult, you got to look to the future. There's a God that's going to reward you. There's a God that is going to open doors for you. There's a God that's going to help you get people saved. Hey, David, think about you're going to get your wife back. Hey, David, think about you're going to get your kids back. Hey, preacher. Hey, just think about your future. And your kids are worth it. Your wife is worth it. Please help me. Please help me, oh God. Help me to stay faithful. Help me to stay true. These youngins, they're worth it. You're worth it, kids. I don't want to give up. I don't want to throw in the towel. Every teenager's worth it. Every adult's worth it. I don't want to quit. I don't want to throw in the towel. Brother Burley, who stood before your class, what if you quit? Sister Patrice, who stood before your class, what if you quit? Sister Camille, if you're stupid for your class, what if you quit? Brother Johnson, if you quit, sister, hey, brother, if you'd have quit. If you'd have quit, pastor, if you'd have quit. Mom, if you quit, what's going to happen to your children? Dad, what's going to happen? Teenager, right now you're in school. I wish you were all able to be here in Bible training. You're not able to hear. And God bless the Bible training. I love it. I love Bible training time. But I wish you're here. I wish you're here, but you were not here. But let me give you something that Brother Bruce said is very interesting, a golden nugget. He may not even realize he said it. The hardship when he was at University of Tennessee, the hardship, all that he'd gone through, helped him. It helped him in his life, in the future. It helped him. His marriage, his families. Your whole future's at stake. Jesus on that cross. Look at the children out of heaven. Look at the girls and boys in heaven. Look at the teenagers in heaven. Look at the moms and dads in heaven. Look at the wonderful homes. That girl has a wonderful king as a husband. And he has a wonderful queen as a wife. And look at the beautiful, wonderful children and submitting to their parents, honoring their parents. Look at how God has blessed them. They're majestic, beautiful, wonderful. Princess and a prince has princess. Look at all the hell that you saved them from, Jesus. Look at the hospitals and the jails and the prisons. They're not there. Their marriage is not a hell, it's a heaven, all because of you, Jesus. David was a man of problems, and God put it in the Bible there. Some of them had extra wives, and they brought so hardship, and God put it in the Bible. And I'm telling you, man, every man that messed around would have several ladies, every man had heartache. And God's smart in the New Testament, one wife. Some of those guys like to go back to the old days. They don't know the hell those guys went through. All they're thinking is lust and wickedness, and they're looking at all this stuff, and they don't realize what it brings, sin brings. And God put it there in the Bible. And David went through a lot. David went through hardship. And God wants us to learn from his pitfalls. Amen. Can I say this very quickly tonight? the joy that's set before you, endure. The joy is not easy sometimes, as Camille, seeing your young ones hurt, seeing your young ones in pain. You know, this is what they'll say, Sister Camille. Well, why bring Kiki? She's in such pain. Why don't you just tuck her in the bed at your house and stay home? The demons of hell loves it when you give in. You want to know why they say that, Sister Camille? So they can feel comfortable not being in church tonight, too. Hello. Hello. And Sister Camille, guess what? If they freeze and they quit when the footmen are messing with them, what's going to happen when the horsemen come after them? If they're staying home tonight because of the footmen, some of you don't understand that. Them guys with the horses, they're coming, Doc. And them guys will run you down. You ain't got a chance. Your college days right now, if you can't figure out how to get soul winning in your schedule, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You hear me, college students? You're in trouble. If you can't figure out how to get to Sunday school, and if you can't figure out how to tithe and give, hey, look up here. You're in trouble. Because you ain't seeing what's going to happen in the future. You conquer that now. Hey, did it help you when you were in college? Did it help you? You got to fight. You got to schedule your life. You got pressure that's coming. And I'm telling you, you better learn now to fight that devil now. If you give in now as a young person, you just wait till you get married. You give in now. You wait till you have kids. You give in now. You got to learn to pursue. You got to learn to pursue. You got to learn to keep going on. And what's going to help you is, David, you got to think. You're going to get your wife back. And he got it all back. There's going to be so many surprises in heaven. The disappointments you have on earth. I don't know what God's going to do, but you can't outgive God. All the heartache I've gone through serving the Lord, God has rewarded me, and He's got so much more He's going to reward me with. Sister Barnett, God has blessed her, but there's so many rewards God has for Sister Barnett, and I am telling you, as close as you are to your mama, Sister Patrice, and I'm not trying to scare you, but I guarantee it's going to happen one day. If Jesus doesn't come back, she's going to be gone. And you will weep where you ain't got any more tears. But only God's going to be able to sustain you, like Sister Barnett. And thank God she's able to help you. And Brother Burley, you can help your wife and you can help your children because you already went through it. You know the hurt. You know the pain. You know the heartache. Are you understanding what I'm saying? And you share it with your kids. And let me tell you something. They will weep where there's no more tears. You'll be able to help them. Now you can help them. But God has rewarded you. There's so many rewards in heaven. You know, I mean, it's a reality, and it's coming. I'm not trying to scare you people. If Jesus doesn't come back and we don't die first, our loved ones are going. I hate to bring that to you. You don't want to think about it. Amen. Sister Camille, God says now's not the time. He's still alive, your dad. It ain't going to happen until God says, okay, now, would I allow this? It's time. But you will weep when you have no more tears to weep. And it's going to take a lot for you to keep going on. A lot of people stop. They quit on God either when the wife dies or husband dies or their child dies or whatever that happens that makes them throw in the towel. They get bitter against God. They get mad at God.
I think about those five crown college students that died in the bad wreck and died and perished. And we look at the museum and we look at their clothes. We look at their shoes. And Sister Camille, when you go look at those students and you look at the notes they wrote their parents, Sister Camille, if those parents praised God, if those parents gave glory to God, if those parents clapped their hands and kept serving God, and Pastor Sexton kept on going, and those teachers kept on going, in God's name, you can keep on going. Tonight, Sister Camille, you can go, keep on going, keep. And they win the fires of the van wreck. You can keep on singing. You can keep on sowing. You can keep on going. I can keep on preaching. Let the church say amen. You college students, every time you walk by that museum, you'll sit there and just walk by flippantly. Pause and think about the mama. That could be your mama. Pause and think about those girls and the boys. It could be you. It could be Kimberly, it could be Joy, it could be Daddy, it could be Do, it could be you. It could be me. You hear me? But they look beyond this life. They look beyond the river. They see a city that we can't see. That we can't even comprehend. We talk about heaven. We're a bunch of stinking hypocrites, that's what we are. If we all had the vision we had about heaven, we should. If we all had a vision of how wonderful that place is. Don't get me wrong, we know it's wonderful, but we have no idea how real it is, how beautiful it is, how we're going to live forever, how there's no pain and sorrow. Little stinking 70 years. I'll be 53. Looks like I was kindergarten last night. Asking for cookies. That was my favorite in kindergarten. Yeah, I can still taste them cookies. That's how fast life is going by. Liz, that's all that's going to matter is what we do for Jesus. That's all that's going to matter, Liz. Everything else ain't going to matter is what we've done for the Lord. Souls that we won. Serving God. That's all, Jacinia. That's all that's going to matter. All that's going to matter is what we did for God. What brother did we help? What sister did we help? What bus kid did we help? What neighbor did we help? What person in the job did we help? How many people did we get there? How many people did our lives influence? That's all, Heather. It's going to matter. Brother Burley said in his Bible lesson, I wish you all were here. I'm so sorry you were not here. But there's some golden nuggets I got. I feel sorry for people that don't make it, Brother Merlin. What do you say on your job, PhDs or whatever degrees they got? And you just graduate with the skin of your teeth. You didn't get the best grades. But you sure got a big salary. Line them up with those old PhD guys. How about it, Sister Trace? How about it? How about it, sister? How about it? Yeah. Yeah. And I don't wish it on anybody. And I don't wish it on anybody. And I know Brother Billy grieves, and it hurts to even think about it. I mean, he loved him. He loved him. But his wife is a widow. Can you picture Sister Patrice a widow? What sadness? What sadness of such a young man? We take out the blossom of his life. See, young lady, you better realize you need God's blessings on you. Some of these young people always think about now, now, now. I got to get through school now, now, now. I got to get through college now, now, now. No, you need to win souls while you're in college. You need to tithe and give while you're in college. No, you need to get in a Sunday school class and teach a class. You need to get faithful in church. That's got to be the main thing on your mind. Got to take care of the rest. Tonight. The devil's distorted their minds. They can't even make it back tonight. Tonight, the devil's distorted their minds, and they can't even serve God. Tonight, the devil's messed up their minds, and out there paying child support, and they've been trying to get sticking distracted in the sticking world. We let the church say amen. Tonight, they ain't got enough wisdom to get back. Tonight, ain't got enough character to come to church faithfully. Good health! That rap music of your stinking mind, That movie you stick and watch, it better be not sticking mess and fornication and sex and perversion and a bunch of God haters. That movie you watch better not be a bunch of demons and hell and vampires and stinking wickedness, because that devil will distort your mind.
Said the ladies on the news. It says to Fox News, know why the ladies go out for the date? Guess what? Guess why they go? Not because the man's godly. Not because the girl's godly. Guess why? This is sad. Because the guy buys a nice steak dinner. You're that thinking desperate hungry. We'll feed you. We'll feed you fat face. Amen. We'll feed you fat belly. Bless God. We'll take up an offering for you. You're not sticking low to go out with some guy to a date. Look at me. Look at me. He don't love God. You're playing with his feelings. You're playing with your feelings. Hey, life is not sticking waste of your time. Can't you stick a nice meal somewhere? Minds are sticking distorted. You better be careful. That's what your cell phone will do. I got the iPhone 5S. Praise the Lord. I got it. To God be the praise. I got it. Thumb touch. Try to mess with it. Thumb touch. Try to get into it. Try to steal it. I said thumb touch. Try to steal it. Try to take it. Look out here. Look up here. Got the iPhone 5S. But you got to be sticking crazy. You think I'm going to watch a wicked movie on it? I want the devil to distort my brain. Before you know it, the devil slow me down. Come on, somebody say that. I'm not going to sit down low some stinking wicked stuff. I'm not going to sit there have an affair with some woman or some girl. I'm not going to sit there have a stinking nasty talk somewhere. I'm not going to go on YouTube and watch a bunch of hell stuff on there. Buddy, I'll find me some of the Bible. I'll find me some Christian songs. Buddy, I'll pump in my ear godly Christian songs. Hey, can I put your earphone to my ear, to your junk on your phone, and then tell you about the stinking junk you're listening to? Can I tell you what kind of videos and wicked movies will you let me go through that stinking hell stuff you got on there? No wonder you can't say amen. No wonder you can't say hallelujah. No wonder you ain't win souls. No wonder you can't be fruitful. No wonder you can't excel. You ought to make up your mind. You're going to fight and fight, and God give you a phone not to destroy your stinking mind. Somebody say amen. God didn't give you a phone to let the thing control you while you're in church. And the Holy Spirit can't break through. The preacher can't help you because your mind is on your texting. Got to be chapel services like that. Crown College, Hiles Anderson College, Pensacola College. Got to think in texting. Some of them, their grades get so bad in a secular college, they lose their scholarships. Kicked out of school. Oh, they're not like in Christian school, you get kicked out for your wicked music. It's not because you get kicked out from some stinking wicked movie you went to. It's not because you were whoring around with some boyfriend or girlfriend, necking and pecking with them. But secular college, they drop kick you because you're grade point average. Going home, mama said, what are you home for? We got them all over Knoxville. You got these boys with little character, quit school, they didn't even graduate. And some of them lie. Yeah, I graduate, liars. Yeah, when did you graduate? I didn't get no invitation. How did you get no invitation? You don't tell the truth. I'm sorry, rascals. You don't talk about a bunch of liars. You hook up with the right crowd, Heather, when you're in school. You hear me? You understand that, Liz? You are who you hang around with. You understand that, Jacinia? You are who you hang around with. You hear me? You understand that? You let them come up here with you and wear dresses. Don't come down there wearing their pants like them. You let them come up here wearing modest dresses, not coming down there with their little shorts on in school. Trying to blend in with everybody. I just don't want to stand out. My professor might ask me. Well, he might need to know to get saved himself. I know. Sometimes they get tired, Brother Williams. But they got to keep pursuing. Wanting to be different. Got to be different and don't want to be different. And I'm trying to be like everybody else. Why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? Why don't you think about the good that God's trying to help you with?
You know? Think about the good's going to come out of it. Man, I tell you, so you dress like a Christian and you don't like look like the world, act like the world. That is a blessing of God. People are going to get saved. Lives are going to be changed. God's going to reward you. And God bless these ladies. They're wintertime with a dress. I told some of them this morning, man, where's your warmers? Put some warmers on that skirt. Put some warmers on that thing. Man, if you're going to wear pants, at least put a skirt over it. He said, then he said that. I said it. I said, at least throw a skirt, long skirt over it. Even a short one would do. We won't see your thighs. We won't see your nakedness. The Bible says cover your nakedness. Ain't no shame anymore. Even veins popping out of the thighs, and they still want to show it. Cover it up. Cover it. Somebody say amen. I said, cover it up. I heard an amen of that one back there. Why do you want to lose pounds anyway, girl? Oh, sexy. She's got a little sexy thing. Oh, I lost 50 pounds. Look at my legs. No, that's supposed to be for your husband. That's some wicked man. Look at your legs. Hello? 1 Corinthians 7 says the body's the husband's. Read 1 Corinthians 7. The Bible says the body is the wife's. That man's body, not from the flex, his muscles, shoulders, chicken legs. Talk about I lost 50 pounds. Look at my bicep. It's not for the hell girls lust after. See, look at him. He's a, what word they use? I lost it. Help me out. It used to be a buff, a fire, a ham, a hell. So say something. Say something. He shall find a brick house. That's way back. That's way back in the, Pastor, that's way back in the 60s. A brick house in the 70s. But, Brother Brooks, old nightmares are coming back on. It's a brick. It's a brick house. Hey. What's the word they use? I'm all outdated. Come on, some of y'all help me out. He's fine. What is he? Huh? Come on. What is he? What is it? I thought Buff is outdated. Still using it? It's still there? Oh, man. Then you come up with something. That way back in my old days, Buff. I don't know. Y'all don't want to say it, do you? What did it say? What is it? It's who? Okay. Okay, that's for the wife. Mm-hmm. That's for the wife. That's for the husband. This is the dress sexy age. This is the dress sexy age. Yeah, this is the fornication age. This is the great sexy age. Yeah, this is the great adultery age. This is the great sex age. This is bad daddy's baby one, the mama, daddy baby mama two, daddy baby mama baby two, whatever, four, five, baby mama five. We can't find the daddy's baby mamas. We go, Regina, have an attack. Have a seat. Have a seat, this is Regina. Have a seat there, sister. You're having a running attack. Come on back, sister. I don't know if there's someone following up. I don't know if they follow each other trying to get a smoke or something out there. I don't know what they get sometimes. I don't know where they're headed. I don't know what you're doing. All I know, the Word of God is in here. Come back for the Word of God. I don't know why you go, but don't let the devil chase you out. Let the church say that. Brother Murray puts his gas in that vehicle. Hey, Brother Johnson, put his gas in the vehicle. Hey, Sister Camille, put the gas in the vehicle. Not for people to walk around, but for people to hear the Word of God. Now let the church shout and say, bless God, you will call us for a ride. Make sure you stay in the church. Hear the Word of God. Don't listen to the demons. Don't listen to the devil, but listen to Pastor Barnett. Let the church say, amen. Genesis, you okay? I'm not shocking you too much tonight, I hope. You all right? You all right, sister? It'll help you get a good godly man, I guarantee you that. It'll be worth it. Get you a king, amen. And all right? Amen. Amen. It still has helped these young ladies that are here tonight. Really, you could have wrecked your life like many of them. You're here tonight. You could have wrecked your life. They could have wrecked your life. You know, right? When you're in discouragement, you got to keep learn to keep on going, friend. You got to keep on fighting. You got to see. You got to look down. You got to look down the road, friend, and you got to realize there's a God in heaven. It's a God in heaven that can help you. I'm not going to brag on what I'm going to do. Would y'all pray for me? I just want to end right. I just want to pursue. Would you please pray? I want to be in the number that just pursues. And I need your help. Friend, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. God's helped me yesterday. Kids, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I ain't going to brag on what I'll do. Just please help me. Pray for me. I want to be like Job. God knows. God knows, and it scares me sometimes, and it drives me to my knees, and that's okay. It's easy to talk about this, but when you go through it, it's different. You know, you be like Job and 10 of your kids die. We'll find out what's all in you. You know, and your wife tells you, curse God and die. We'll find out what's in us. Now, come on, friend. When that bank account jumps and you go to the bank account, you got $1 in it. It almost sticking. Checks almost bounce and stick in the whole sticking world and bankruptcy. And let me tell you something. God froze that thing and $1 in that account. You better have something in you. You better know there's a God that can build that bank account back up. Come on, friend. When you lose everything, you're God. You know, when your best friend accuses you of being an adulterer and you love God more than anybody on this earth and they call you a whoremonger. It hurts. It hurts. You know? Kids, are you listening? Kids, are you listening? God helped Job to pursue. And he got double. He got double of all that he went through. Kiki, I hope that all the tears you shed, being in pain tonight, being in church, my prayers have got to give you double. Double of all that you ever had in life and joy and the rest of you, all the tears and the pain that you go through. My friend, the Bible says if you suffer, make sure you're suffering rightfully, not wrongfully. Man, there's enough of people suffering wrong because of sin and because of the stinking sin and stupid stuff we do. I mean, this communion we're about to take, this ain't no stinking game. There's been people fornicating, adulterating, sit there and taking this stuff. Bible says many of them turn sick and they die. I mean, Christians don't die, but they go to sleep and they don't wake up on this earth. They go right to heaven. You want to go to heaven quicker? Just go ahead. Go ahead and take this and stick and play around with it. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I've seen in the Bible what it does. Messing around and playing around with God. Yeah, it got burnt bad. I don't wish on anybody. You know, but it ain't no. This is people playing with God today, and this is the danger. Well, I won't mess with it. I'll just keep flirting around my sin and my stuff on my phone and my movies and disgraceful things that God knows mean. Only God mean. God only knows about pornography. You'd be shocked how many people look at pornography. By the way, the iPhone 5. You don't even have to have the iPhone 5. You don't have to have the Android. They got phones today. They got cheap phones. Look at me. You can get nasty, stinking pornography on that stuff. It has said more girls watch pornography than men today. More ladies watch porn than men. Look at me. David said, I'll set no wicked things before my eyes. It'll shock you what kids are doing in secret in their bedrooms. Now, I'm telling you, there's a God that puts people in the hospital. There's God that people, you ever hear that God strike you dead? He's doing it. I said he's doing it. One preacher was fooling around with his wife, and he was found in the bed naked when another woman had a heart attack. What a way to go. What a way from the ambulance man to take you out. the famous preacher in the city. Well-known preacher. Well-known preacher. Hello? Friend. Just thinking fornicators while they're doing it, but thank God he don't strike them dead. Hello? While they're necking and pecking the car, but thank God they'll have a heart attack. God ain't nothing to play around with, friend. Hello? We don't need to suffer for evil doing. We got enough on us. Kids, look at me. What do you think God's going to do, you lie? Mama don't know, Daddy. What do you think God's going to do? Before I even got saved, kids, I knew, I called him Jehovah. I didn't even go to church. I wasn't even saved. I said, Jehovah, going to make me fall on my bike. I'm going to break my leg. Where did I get that from? Those guys on the boat of Jonah, the wicked, stinking heathen, didn't even know God. Listen, they feared their gods more than you fear them. No, they said, the storm is coming because somebody said it. They didn't get it. What are you talking about? They didn't have no Holy Ghost in them. What are you talking about? They didn't have no preacher preaching at them. The stinking heathens. Even the wicked crowds said, Katrina, God's getting somebody. So the most wicked, ungodly crowd. They didn't call him Jesus. They said, Mother Nature mad at him. Sandy. Connecticut. I mean, New York. New England. Sandy. Sandy. Was the name of the school? Sandy. Was the name of the stinking hurricane? That don't make you fear God. Watch your house torn in pieces. Everything you got thrown all over the place. Lost it all. To this day, they showed them on the news in the cold. One lady in an old broken down stinking motorhome. Looked like a stinking pig pen. Beautiful house was destroyed level. It was cold. And she said, look at it. It's still staying a year ago. Sandy, what is it called? Sandy? Hurricane, what is Sandy? Those kids that I don't wish on anybody. Kids got killed, gunned down. I think about my Cheyenne. I cannot. Listen, any of us watch that stuff or bullets in those kids and watching those parents cry, if it didn't affect us, something's wrong with our heart. God bless little Cheyenne. Man, her age. Cannot picture bullets in her brains. Send her off to school. See her dead body. Sandy. See, I don't believe it's just a coincidence. Same crowd up there, don't want anything to do with Jesus, don't want anything to do with God, don't want to serve God in the money. Let me hear you say money. Let me hear you say money. Let me hear you say Muno. Muno. Connecticut, Muno. New York, Muno, money. Hey, Muno, lots of money. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to find out. Hey, you're going to find out. You need God. You need God? You need His blessings? You got the most prestigious school like Sandy. You got them beautiful homes like up there in New York. But you're going to need God to help you. You need to get on the good side of God. Amen. The good side of God. You know? Watch God bless you. Does God reward you? Okay? He's going to deal with this country. So California. Look for earthquake in California. Look for earthquake in California. Oh, can you imagine? I forgot. 600,000 students said, you boys, you're able to choose your gender now. You want to be a girl? You want to go in the girls' shower? You want to go in the girls', use the girls' room? Legalize. Same-sex marriages. Honoring them. Having their parties. Same-sex marriages. Sodomites. There's going to be a payday, friend. There's going to be a payday. We need to stay on the good side of God. Amen. We need to stay on the good side of God. There's going to be payday. All this wicked stuff going on. You know? God's only take so much of it. Christian school kids, college, Bible colleges. Some of them don't even go sowing. Some of you can't even be faithful in church. What God's going to do? He's going to get fed up after a while. God's going to shake their boat, friend. God's going to shake it. God's going to shake it. As sick as Kiki is tonight being in the house of God, I'd be scared at home watching Sunday night football. around their stinking heathen friends, drinking stinking wine, stinking beer, punks as friends, whores as friends, whoremongers friends, shackups. The brain is stinking fried. The next stage is judgment. Who hurts? We hurt. Church hurts. Who hurts? You hurt. Nobody dies of himself. We'll always affect somebody. You rotten prison, we hurt. You rotten jail, we hurt. So if we're going to suffer, bless God, let's suffer for like Paul suffered. Ah, oh, my body's aching. Hey, Kiki, this is what they say. My body's aching. Oh, but they can go to a ball game. Going up the bleachers. All conscious, Brother Johnson. Big arms. See them all. They're out there. They're out there. Let me tell you something. God is not pleased with that. You see them down at Kroger's. See them right around Dubs. Oh, where are you at Monday morning? I'm working. Oh, there's a change. Yeah, there's a change. I'm getting that money. I'm working. Packed up. Let's go to a movie. Let's go to the party. Where you get strength from? I mean, you're about to die. You couldn't make it to church. I mean, we're just about to admit you in the hospital. Hello? Hey, baby. Sweetheart's calling. Hey. Hey, babe. Now, you perf up then, babe. Baby's on the phone. I thought you could handle his holistic and walk. Hey, the truth of the matter is, we got to suffer enough on this earth. Let's don't bring no hardship on us. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. How do you know it's real or not? I'm going to tell you how you're going to know it's real. I'm going to tell you how it's real. Buddy, when they don't make excuses and they come to church and they serve God, brother, you know God isn't on that thing. You know God is in the blessing that thing there. You know God's going to bless that thing. Amen. God is going to bless that thing, brother. I mean, you see him sitting in the car and singing and sick and working on the bus routes and going soul winning like Paul, beaten with rods, stoned, in prison, in jail, serving God, loving God. Hello? That's God. How's their tithes and offerings, Brother V? You ain't got to tell them, but how are they? You ain't got to wonder if it's because of serving God or because of the sickness, because of sin. Come on, let's get quiet here. Come on, robbing God through the month? Check out their soul winning attendance. I know some are completely healthy. I know. But when that health goes, it's not because they've been living for the Lord, that's for sure. Check out their attendance record. Check out their Sunday school attendance roll. Come on, talk to me now. How's their Bible reading? How's their prayer? Come on. What about the guys? They got a bunch of earrings on their ears? Girls got their breeches and shorts on, hot pants? They've been out clubbing? What's in the cabinet? Any wine there? Proverbs 23 says don't look on it. Let's go get quiet here. Any cigarettes? Any nicotine on them? Now your lungs and you're gagging and you're about to die and they're going to cut your throat, not because you've been living for Jesus. You've been living for Camel. It ain't so cool when they cut your throat and open it up and look at your lungs. Mess your heart up. Your lungs are black as coal. Come on, somebody talk to me now. Amen. It's not because you're black on the outside either. Come on, talk to me now. Don't say you're black lungs because you're black. I don't hear that garbage. They're black because you're nicotine. You say black is beautiful. It's beautiful, but not when you're sticking lungs go. Somebody say amen. God wanted you to smoke. He put a chimney on top of your head. Amen. Some of you think you're going to have smoke incense to God. That's not the incense he's talking about. He's talking about prayer incense. Not smoke. Not Indian smoke signals. Some of you like it? They used to make rings. Look at them rings. That was cool. Making rings. Yeah, instead of double ring your stinking neck, you can't breathe. Somebody say that. If you're going to suffer, you might as well suffer for right. Not for syphilis or gonorrhea. Not herpes. You say it burns down there. It's supposed to burn. She said it burns. It's supposed to burn. It's supposed to burn. That's why it says better to marry than to burn. Say itch. It's supposed to itch. In the health department. All these stinking stuff come on. It wasn't acne pimples. It was stinking whoremonger pimples. It wasn't acne, stinking gonorrhea, syphilis. Bumps all over. They're oral sex they're talking about. The fornicating they're talking about. That's all oral sex is, fornicating. That's all oral sex is, fornicating. It's fornicating. That's all it is. Now, I'm a virgin. I just oral. You're defiled. You lost your virginity. It's called defiled. It's called defiled. It's called defiled. So when you get married, well, don't be a stinking hypocrite. Come down here with your white dress. Don't come down here with your white dress. Don't be a stinking hypocrite. Get you a colored dress. But don't come for purity. Amen. He said, God forgives. He does. But let me tell you something, girl. You ought to work to come down this aisle pure. Let me tell you something, boy. You ought to work to come down this aisle pure. You ought to work to come down this aisle clean. I said, you ought to work to come down here clean. And say, hey, pastor, I want you to know, hey, I kept my body from the husband I'm going to marry, from the wife I'm going to... Somebody say amen. I'm not kicking anybody that's down, but I'm trying to help these girls to keep on pursuing. Don't give in to the rascal. Don't give in to the rascal. He won't respect you. He'll dump you. He'll get somebody else. If he'll break God's law while you're dating, while you're married, he'll break it again. He'll break it again. Will the church say that? So you keep pursuing. I'm not here to kick anybody down. It's time you that messed up help me with these girls. Quit crying over your stinking spilt milk and do something about it and tell these girls don't go that route. Tell these boys, who's going to care about you, Lenny? Who's going to care about you, JT? Who's going to care about you, Elijah? Who's going to care about you, Mark? Who's going to care about you, Cheyenne? Who's going to care enough? These teenage girls. Who's going to gather around angels and say, don't you stink and mess up? So they gather on you, Haley, Heather. Deani, who's gonna fight? Who's gonna fight for you in 12th grade, Deani? Deani, who's gonna fight for you? Who? Who's gonna have a sticker fit? Who's gonna give everything they got? Keep clean. Keep them pure. Who's going to fight for these younger ones? And these older ones, they stay clean and to stay pure. I don't care if you're 30. I don't care if you're 30. You stay clean, you stay pure. Who's going to fight for you to stay clean? Who? Who's going to fight? You keep pursuing. Hey, you keep pursuing. You hear me? Hey, I told you my job is not to kick those that are down. My job is to help the ones that haven't messed up not to go that route. But when the ones that have fallen, hey, look at me, listen to me, the ones that have fallen, say, don't do it again. Let some more bad thing happen to you. And you keep fighting the rest of your life. Don't give in. Don't do it. I mean, you messed up once, don't do it again. Amen. Isn't that right? You had one baby out of lock, don't get another one. Then don't get another one. Somewhere it's got to stop. You're going to have to be strong and push these guys away. You know, there's got to be a time that you say, it's over. Enough hell is up. I got to close. Listen, look here. I just got to. It's already happened. But I'm telling you, you look for more to happen. God is going to rock some people's boat. He's already did it. They already have lousy, sticking relationships. They can't keep a boyfriend and girlfriend. They can't do it. They can't do it. In the next stage, I'm telling you, it might be marriage, but nightmares are coming. And I'm telling you, God's going to rock the boat. Health is already failing. Prison is already full. Okay, Wayne Suffell, I don't have his letter. Wayne told me to tell you. Wayne told me to tell you. I snatched his glasses, sunglasses off. I stick and stop them right here. I stopped this so-called trying to be cool. Wayne Suffell, a letter he told me to tell you and pray for him. Pray for him because he's been in jail, maybe out now, but by a school zone, he can get 8 years, he said, in prison because selling dope. Wayne Suffell was a faithful young man. Wayne Suffell wrote a letter to our church saying, please read the letter. Tell them to pray for me. Because I can get 8 years. He said, pray for him. I wish he would have said, Mark, don't do it. I wish he would have said in the letter, JT, don't do it. I wish he would have said, little Eddie, don't do it. Elijah, don't do it. I wish he would have said, tell your young teenage boys to listen to you when you preach. No, he's not suffering like Paul with the gospel for stupidity. But by the way, before you think bad on him, you'll be shocked who comes to church to sell dope. It ain't just caught them yet. You talk about the man that got the money the wrong way. People do things for desperate measures. We got some skipping church to work. We got some too busy going soul winning. Can't go soul winning because they work. Thank God for your job. Don't let your job become a tool of the devil. Hallelujah. God's giving you health. God's giving you strength. Say, God, I'm thanking you. I'm going out soul winning. I'm thanking you. I'm working on the bus route. I'm thanking you. Singing in a choir, I'm teaching a class. I'm working in the nursery, I'm cleaning the building. Amen. Hey, I love you. I love you. Yeah. I love you. Yeah. Amen. Having a good time? Great, laugh. That's okay. Have a good time. Just make sure you serve the Lord. Make sure you make some decisions. Laugh, have fun.
But you make sure you serve God and love God. Amen. Amen. We loved you. We sacrificed for you. Brother Josh, you know we did. We gave you skirts. We gave you a dress. Now you got more than you can wish. Now it's time is your sister. We love her, care for her, and you rally around her and give her some dresses and skirts. Love her. Amen. Am I right, Brother Johnson? That's what you do with Heather. Amen. So what you do is you have them right here in church when she comes. See, right downstairs. Here's the room. That's what you do, Brother Johnson. Here's the room. You're entering into the house of God. You're into the presence of the King. Amen. I said you're in the presence of the King. In the presence of the King. Amen. I remember Josetta would come and she'd wear them breeches and pants. Josetta, we'd fire on that preaching and that screaming and howling on them breeches and seeing you in them breeches. But what a blessing it is to see you with skirts and dresses. Amen. Yeah. Yeah. With skirts and dresses. Hey, Josetta. Hey. You keep going. You pursue. There's no telling what God will do in your life. But you can't quit. Because once you quit, you're through. Poor little Rick. Feel sorry for him. Yeah, feel sorry for your future. Josetta didn't get mad. Huh. I'll go down to OYBC. Brother Johnson, why put the OY in there? I don't know why they call it an overcomer. That's the reason why. Everyone I talk to ain't been an overcomer yet. Half their chest coming out their dress. Got their tight skirts on looking like whores and streetwalkers. I'm talking about dopers and necklaces looking like a stinking dopers. And the ones I ran into. Amen. Don't even know they're going to heaven. Hey! I'm talking about a bunch of worldly music. I'm talking about looking like a bunch of rappers and hip-hoppers having overcome this world. I'm talking about, hey, we need some overcomers in Jesus Christ. Somebody shout and somebody say amen. Amen. Yeah. Let's bow our heads in prayer, please. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heads are bowed. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. 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 How many of you know you're going to heaven? Would you raise your hand? All right, thank you. You can put it down. You can put it down. Thank you. Is there anybody that does not know you're going to heaven? You don't know you're going to heaven. Anybody don't know?